It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business, the weekly radio show on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. We seek out, every week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Special thank you to the show's producer Pesach Trapper, Meira Beitler, the show's content creator, the great team here at WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, and the entire team back at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important role and curating the content for this show. Special thank you to last week's guests. We had some very prominent attorneys on the subject of estate planning and asset protection for seniors and the disabled. We had on Valerie Bogart, Bernard Crooks, Gideon Rothschild, Avi Kestenbaum, and many other guests. That was among the great shows that you really don't... Well, if you missed it, you can get it by going to the archives. Go to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. All the previous shows are up there. You can, in fact, pick up the show we had with Stephen Aldridge a couple of months ago from GoDaddy. We had Stephen Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Captain Sully Sullenberger, famous pilot who saved everyone on the Hudson a couple of years ago, David Meerman Scott, the marketing and PR strategist, Jim Malcolm, president of Rico North America, and the list goes on. Dan Sullivan, president of Strategic Coach, Jeffrey Hazlett, Sylvia DiGisto, Josh Moore, general manager at Uber. I mean, the list goes on. Peter Shankman, Matt Britton. We had some really incredible guests. Each episode is available by going to WABC Biz Radio, and it takes you immediately to the iTunes channel by just clicking on the particular interview that you would be interested in listening to. In fact, just also a special thank you to the recent guest, James Rosebush, former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan and author of True Reagan. He had some great perspective on communication from one of the masters in communication. That was Ronald Reagan, of course. Matt Sweetwood, social media guru. He was on a couple weeks ago, and in fact, that show was videoed as well, and therefore you could watch the video by going, I mean, there's a YouTube channel, but you can go to WABCBizRadio.com, scroll down to the video section, and you'll pick it up. What about the interview with Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield? And we're not going to discuss here if he has aspirations to run for mayor of New York City. You can watch the video and you'll figure it out yourself. If you want to know who the upcoming guest will be on a regular basis, follow me on social media. On Twitter, my handle is YSaftless. Facebook, it's Yitzhak Saftless. Any way you spell it, I'll come up. I think I'm the only Yitzhak Saftless in America, so that's pretty cool. LinkedIn, of course, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, as we discussed. Well, let's get to tonight's guest. I have a real great treat for you. Live in studio, we have none other than Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. I imagine most of the listeners will understand how cool and how impressive it is to land such a guest. But let me just give you some background about our distinguished guest. Renee is responsible for bringing new products and is involved in cutting-edge technology in the portfolio of GoDaddy. He is also the co-founder and former CEO of Loku, a technology company that helps small businesses better connect with customers. And just a few days ago, Renee spoke at Techonomy New York City, a leading technology conference on the brand new release, and this is where he introduced the brand new release of GoDaddy's Flare app, Flare, F-L-A-R-E, which we'll talk about, of course, later in tonight's program. And therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's incredible innovation edition. That's what I would, if you ask me for one word that would sum up tonight's show, it's innovation. If you're an innovator, you aspire to innovate, stay tuned. If not, you can turn off the radio and just go to sleep, because by now it's around 11:06, 11:07, and I get that. But if you're an innovator and you want to get ahead and you're ambitious, this show is for you. We're going to discuss how to bring great ideas to life, and all about technology. Let me just jump right in. Renee, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yeah, Yitzhak, thank you for having me. Very honored to be here.
This is great. I mean, let me just start off. You're the vice president of emerging products at one of the leading companies in the world that has to do with domains, websites, websites building. Before we get into some of the new technology, let's even go through some basics for maybe some people living under a rock. Okay. I actually apologize. It's such a basic question, but some people just don't get it. How important is it for someone to have a cutting-edge 2016 online presence in today's world?
Yeah, no, that's thank you for asking that. You know, GoDaddy got started, with domains, and you know, everybody associates GoDaddy with getting a domain. Mm-hmm. And over the last couple of years, we've really added a bunch of products to the product portfolio to help actually build a really compelling online presence, right? And that doesn't stop at a website, but you know, we really see kind of a web presence as your entire online presence. And you know what I'm talking about.
Of
but
course.
This was one of the products, the product that we brought in through the Loku acquisition, helping small businesses kind of build out their presence on all the different platforms and apps around the web. And it even, you know, doesn't stop there. It's, you know, it's about engaging with your customers, with your partners, through social media, through any sort of available online channel, right? Everybody is on a smartphone today.
Absolutely.
And so the world has changed, and you know, it's no longer enough to just hand out business cards. So that's
that's a good way of putting it.
But yeah, so you know, I think we're at a really exciting time, in what's happening in the world for GoDaddy to have, you know, sort of the possibility to already work with a lot of small businesses. You know, we have 14 million customers, and we're learning every day about their needs and what's important for them.
Now, in the interview we had a number of months back with Stephen Aldrich. Again, what's his official title now?
Yeah, he's our chief product officer.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
If you could send regards, he was here on the show a number of months ago.
Yeah.
It was a great interview. And he talked about something astounding. I don't remember the exact statistic. I mean, I can go to the archives and pick it up. He said an astounding statistic about how many businesses today still do not have a website.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is there a way? I mean,
yeah.
You want to hit the guy over the head? I mean, is there a way of explaining that? I don't think so. But what? Is the percentage still over like 30%?
You know, I think absolutely. And I think the challenge is that, it still requires a little bit of work, right? To go and build your website or have someone else kind of set it up for you. And so we're as a company, we're very focused on making that even easier going forward. But yeah, you're right. And you know, I think it's gotten a lot easier.
Right.
I don't know.
And hopefully, a lot more people have woken up or like, hey, hello, it's 2016.
Yeah, I think one thing to add to this, you know, the way we think about even kind of whether a website is kind of successful for a customer is not so much just, you know, what does the website look like or, you know, is there a website? I mean, that's obviously important, but how do we actually get people to kind of know about the website, right? Make sure customers find it,
traffic,
see it, engage with it.
Absolutely.
And that's an important success metric.
Amazing. Now, let's still stay on some of the basics, and then we're going to get into, of course, this incredible new app, which we want to spend some time on. What are some ways that a small business can use the technology to grow? And by that, I would refer to what you just discussed before. I guess another way of describing that is ways of getting traffic to a website.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's actually a really good example, and it's somewhat tied to your website, right? Imagine you have a website and people visit it and there's no way to kind of, you know, engage, right? And it could be as simple as a contact form, right? Now, imagine you have a contact form that's linked to, basically that's helping you build an email list. Then, you know, the next question is, well, what do you do with that? You know, what kind of communications do you send out?
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually, you know, the beauty of GoDaddy is having all products being built on a common platform. And so when someone, when a customer of one of our customers leaves their email on one of the websites built with GoDaddy's website builder, that email is then accessible through the email marketing product and will suggest, hey, you should run a campaign. You should, you know, send out some emails to your potential customers telling them about what's new with your with your business. And that's a really great way to kind of start a conversation and to engage with potential customers, or, you know, a way to keep in touch with existing customers. And, you know, that's just one example of the many ways that you can sort of, you know, tap into, you know, the tools that are available now to very quickly actually see some ROI.
Now, in terms of GoDaddy's portfolio of products, what are some other examples that would tie in? Of course, the anchor is a website, I would imagine. But then beyond that, what are some other great examples that a small business or a large business, medium-sized, and we have a lot of those listeners in the audience, would benefit from GoDaddy's products?
Yeah, one, well, if you ask me for another example, I think one that that I think I would point out that's an absolute must for everyone is an SEO product that we recently launched. And for this one, actually, you don't have to have a website with us. So you could have a website with anyone, and we'll actually offer you the ability to optimize that website from a search engine perspective. So how do you make sure that website shows up on Google and ranks, mm-hmm. ranks kind of high, yeah. right, so the customers can see it? And there's some really interesting technology that the team has built to actually make that just a very kind of, you know, easy to follow kind of couple steps that you kind of have a wizard that takes you basically through the things that you have to do, and it sits on top of the website. You don't have to touch the code. You don't have to, you know, actually log in and figure out
how now, to if I may, do all I'm the, sorry to interrupt, yeah. but this, there's no question that thousands of people listening to this right now is like, mm-hmm. okay, Renee, what are you talking about? What's they want to go to it right now.
Yeah.
What is the name of that product? Because this you're touching on something that everyone dreams of.
Absolutely, yeah.
What's the name of that product?
Search Engine Visibility.
And by going to GoDaddy,
you can easily find it. Absolutely, yeah.
Search Engine Visibility. And what does it run monthly approximately?
It's just a couple bucks per month. So it's, you know, it's,
that's like unbelievable.
The way we do it at GoDaddy, right?
Wow. Yeah, everything is so inexpensive. Like, how do you guys stay in business? You know? Wow. Couple bucks a month, and it's an SEO product. Obviously, you have to follow some type of format to get the put in the information, keywords, whatever. And then how long does it take roughly to start seeing traction, to, you know, climbing up on the rankings?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of, it's a way to get started, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't tell you the exact,
right.
you know.
And it depends on every website, every business.
Yeah, but, you know, it happens soon. I mean, it's not kind of a wonder weapon that, you know, can use in isolation and expect, you know.
To be up on top out of 1.8 million.
Long lines in front of your store. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those easy things that gets often overlooked, or SEO kind of as a buzzword, you know, as something that, you know, it's often a little bit scary, even like, how do I go about this? What do I have to do? Oh, this is pretty complicated. And so we wanted to make the product as simple as possible. And the team that's been working on it, I know them well. They're fantastic. So it's a great product.
Amazing. Next point I wanted to address was, you recently wrote an article about how smart neighborhood data can help small businesses. Now, we're not talking about intruding on people's privacy. We know that that's a whole different, hot potato. We'll leave it at that. But rather, the importance of utilizing data on customers that's already out there. How important is it for a business to collect and leverage such data?
Yeah, and, you know, actually the privacy element was actually an interesting, kind of design element that we thought about in the design of this pilot.
It's a very sensitive and subject.
Maybe just kind of to give some context for that post. So about a year ago, we started a collaboration with the MIT Media Lab. And so we have a team over there that's working on some really exciting technologies. And for us, what's interesting is to kind of almost like take a little peek into the future and say, hey, you know, how can some of this stuff be used for small businesses, make small businesses more successful? And one of the technologies, is kind of around deploying sensors in a neighborhood that track the movement of objects. And so right away, you know, the privacy element, it's...
Right, pops up.
It's an object, but we don't know if it's you or, you know, or someone else. So it's really more about sort of...
It's not just on the phone?
No, it's actually completely independent. So the sensors just track the movement of objects. So they can tell, here's a person moving from A to B to C. But it doesn't matter who that person is. What matters is kind of the flow through space to understand kind of, you know, traffic patterns, kind of habits of people at certain times, kind of the, you know, if you run it over time, you can see interesting trends around, you know, construction sites impacting, you know, foot traffic to local businesses, stuff like that. And so for us, it was mostly interesting to see, you know, and this is kind of, this will sound funny, but, you know, we've gotten really smart understanding where people come from on the web, right? I mean, you can probably go check and you can see for your website, well, where's my traffic coming from? And, you know, you can go
analytics,
five levels deep into that. But in the real world, if you have a shop, you know, down here on the street, someone walks through the door, you have no idea where they've been and where they come from. And that's, you know, completely, you know, not even like thinking about, you know, this is you walking in the store, but just a person walking in the store, understanding that on a macro level, on a sort of big data level, can provide some really interesting insights into kind of advertising, opening hours, just kind of better ways to run your store. And so, yeah, the way we set this up was kind of very conscious, obviously, of privacy. You know, there are a couple other technologies that, you know, using sort of smartphones, beacons, that where that's kind of a little trickier. You have to very carefully design how you do that. But this was kind of very kind of non-intrusive. And really, you know, the goal was to provide just insights that previously hadn't existed, you know, to small businesses, but also actually to the city, you know, and there's some really interesting results coming out of that we shared at the Techonomy event as well. And it's just been a lot of fun. I mean, this is kind of all part of sort of the emerging products mandate to really for us to, you know, look at sort of what's out there and go into labs and, you know, work kind of internally too and really figure out, hey, what are some of the trends that are happening, and are there things that we can do to help our customers be successful in the future? And if they're, you know, if they're kind of things that we have to start kicking off now in order to launch a product, you know, 2-3 years out, then, you know, now is the right time to do that, right?
This is an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Innovation is the best way I would put tonight's show. We have live in studio Renee Reinsberg, Vice President of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. You're tuned to 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. In a couple days, this entire episode will be up on the iTunes channel. You can easily access it by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. That's the comprehensive site about the show. We have all past episodes, probably around 40, 45 by now. And each show had tremendous depth, and we had some star that discussed whether it's the concept of communication, technology, real estate. I mean, and there's something for everyone on this program. And tonight's show is no different. Live in studio, we have Renee Reinsberg, Vice President of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. It's a real treat and an honor to have someone of your stature here in the studio. Thank you, Renee.
Yeah, I'm honored to be here.
As Vice President of Emerging Products at GoDaddy, could you share with the audience some, let's say, I know we talked earlier, but maybe you could even roll out some products that you were very excited about inventing and being part of in the past that, you know, as part of GoDaddy.
Right. So the Emerging Products team is pretty new. So we started last year, and so the product we're going to talk about, I guess, a little bit later.
Yes, very soon. Flair.
That's our first launch, really, of something that, you know, we've been kind of thinking about, getting feedback on, kind of developing, and really trying to kind of kind of built into something that's really valuable for a lot of people, hopefully.
Now, what, did the MIT lab team have something to do with this one?
No, this one was done kind of in-house, independent. But yeah, I mean, the work with the media lab really is kind of a lot more kind of forward-looking. So looking at sort of emerging technologies that today may only exist in a lab environment, and you know, starting to set up pilots to see how they could, you know, actually work in the real world. But from there, it's still a big step to actually becoming a product that we would launch, right?
Now, Techonomy New York City, let's talk about that. You launched this incredible new app, Flare. Let's start digging in. Soon we'll get to features and benefits. And what is it all about?
Yeah, so it's a community for ideas. So whether you're someone...
Innovation.
Innovation, exactly. Whether you're someone who has an idea, who's been always itching to, you know, kind of take that idea to the next level, that's the place to go. That's the place to, you know, share your idea and quickly get feedback. On the other hand, you know, if you're someone who, for example, enjoys watching Shark Tank, or if you're just someone who, you know, enjoys taking or seeing how others, you know, go forward with their idea or their entrepreneurial journey, then this is a really great place to see that and to actually get involved. And so you can go one step further and you can actually, you know, give feedback and see how that helps refine the idea and help entrepreneurs take an idea from just a dream or, you know, really just an idea that popped into their head into turning it into a real business. And so, even just seeing some of the ideas that have come in since launch, I mean, it's been fantastic. It's very, you know, it's inspiring, but it's also, it's fun. It's fun to just play with it.
Now, let's just talk about if someone is, they have an Apple phone, they have an iPhone, so then they can go get it on their app right now. Go to GoDaddy or type in Flare.
Yeah, we're live in the App Store. We're launching on Android in June. So that's very soon. We want to make this accessible to everyone. It's a free app. And whether you're someone with an idea or whether you're someone who's just, you know, interested in snacking on some ideas of others.
Now, is there any other platform in particular? I mean, is there going to be a website for this?
So there is a, so for example, I could share an idea and you would see it in your Facebook feed and then you could click on it and you don't have the app, right? But you would basically see sort of a web view that would have the idea so you could read about it. But then if you want to keep track of the ideas that you follow and actually engage, it's easier through the app.
Now, let's talk about the app itself.
Yeah.
And again, I've just been playing with it a little bit. It's crazy cool. Again, I have an idea. Let's just walk through it. I have this idea.
Mm-hmm.
I then post 24 hours. Take me through the process.
Yeah. When you come in, and really, I think the some of your listeners may be familiar with Kickstarter or some of the other platforms, and this is really something where we want the barrier to be a lot lower to just enter an idea. You know, it could be something that really just, you know, you're walking down the street and you're like, oh my God, I wish this existed, or I wish there would be, you know,
that moment, that aha moment,
and you know, you go to the app, you post the idea. All you need to say a title. You can upload a picture. You can, you know, if you don't have a picture, you know, ready, you can pick one of the stock photos we have, and then put a quick description on what makes the idea unique. And that really helps show others, you know, what is it that's kind of special about this idea. And you know, it could be about you, the expertise that you bring to the table in terms of executing on the idea, or it could be a particular twist on something that's currently already out there. And that's all, you know, that's, you know, three things, and people can upload ideas within a minute or two. And that's kind of also the plan. You know, we really want to really decrease the barrier for someone just to kind of take that first step.
So this is a real crowdsourcing for brains, for talent.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I don't know if you've, Adam Grant, he recently, his newest book, Originals, he writes in there about how many of the kind of famous inventors were not necessarily just the ones who had the best ideas, but they also were the ones who had the most ideas. So you take Edison, right?
Take Edison, right? What 10,000?
I think more than 100 patents in his early 30s alone. And, you know, one of them was a light bulb and a couple others.
But there were many thousands that went nowhere.
Exactly. There was one, I remember this just from reading, was a creepy doll. So, you know, that didn't go anywhere. But, you know, I guess just by just being there and just putting stuff out, you know, you're much more likely to actually kind of hit on something that actually has legs.
Absolutely. You got to throw darts at the wall and some will hit.
Yeah. And so in many ways, we see this as kind of the first place for someone to go with an idea. And from there, you know, I think it's really, you know, that could, you know, could take its own life and they could end up, you know, raising money for it or saying, you know what, I'm not going to pursue this. I'm going to try something else. Or you know, do a pre-sale, you know, use Kickstarter to, you know, actually go for it. So, you know, I think in many ways, we just want to empower and encourage more people to pursue their dreams, their ideas. You know, I think on that point, an interesting data point, we did a survey. So we asked 2,000 people, you know, mostly, well, whether they had an idea, and if so, why they hadn't pursued it. And,
right.
And the most common answer was, well, you know, I didn't really know what to do next, or I was kind of, you know, maybe doubting myself. And 54% of people were actually sad or, you know, were kind of a little bit... sad that they hadn't pursued it. And so in many ways, we hope that this is really something that can just encourage more people to come forward and, you know, and just go for it. You know, I mean, it's in many ways entrepreneurship, you know, it's a beautiful thing, and
right.
to experience it and to take that step, you know, we just want to help more people to actually have
so
the courage
to do that. The stated goal of this particular product is to kind of vet, use crowdsourcing to vet the idea and see if it makes sense to then go to the next level, or it takes you, what's the ultimate result? At what doorstep does this product leave an entrepreneur with?
Yeah.
At?
No, it's a great question. We think about it as, you know, the ability for an entrepreneur to assemble, it's kind of like the glue between the entrepreneur and the people around an idea. And those are ultimately the stakeholder in the idea, or even like longer term, the stakeholder in the business, right? Could be customers, could be investors, could be peers who are just, you know, being mm-hmm. advisors. Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, we've actually, you know, we've seen a couple influencers join the platform. And so, you know, for a small business to get feedback from, you know, let's say our CEO, Blake, you know, I mean, that's fantastic, right?
It's
that
wild.
Wouldn't, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
that can't happen.
That,
it would take a few years to try to get that meeting face to face, and then
exactly.
still yeah. coin toss if it will happen.
Yeah,
but here, so, like he just looking at that app, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so that's kind of a big piece. But one thing, and that, you know, you'll probably laugh at this, but we're using Flare to make Flare better and to develop.
That's
Flare,
great,
right?
I
so,
love that. I love that.
Probably seen this in the following tab. You actually have the community for ideas, which is Flare itself, and so we're using that as a way to ask our, you know, users, hey, what else do you need, or what do you think about this feature? Does this work for you? And so in a way, it's a way for us to refine our idea and to actually develop our idea. And so if you ask me where this is going to lead, I have some ideas, but you know, obviously we want to make sure that whatever we build is what users actually, you know, find useful.
I'll tell you a simple point about Flare that I love. You mentioned it just before, and it's so important. Sometimes the user will have an image or a video that they'll want to tag. I believe video also works to tag.
Not
with
yet,
an idea.
But it's, not it's yet. A great idea.
Okay,
great
so good. You see that?
Put that in
that's,
there. Boom.
That's it. Boom. So the video, the photo I saw. Yeah. Okay, so video. But let's say someone has a great idea, but he's stumped. He doesn't have the right shot. So Flare will also, you could pick from some stock photos. Now it might be something simple, but that's an important step because it may frustrate. I wouldn't be surprised if 30, 40, 50% of people may get stuck at that step. I don't have a picture to go with.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I'll tell you something. This was feedback we got from one of the early users who suggested it. And so, you know, in a way, I feel like I'm proving my own point.
Yes.
But it's, you know, getting feedback. And, you know, I saw this when we started Loku, you know, before joining GoDaddy. I mean, you know, we get feedback early and often and, you know, at every step in the way. And it you know, you have to kind of, you have a good filter and you have to make sure that you don't, you know, kind of over pivot in one or the other direction,
right.
But take it all in, apply your own framework to it and use it to be smarter about how you go forward. And I think that's kind of what we're hoping will come out of this.
Now, before we take another short commercial break, I just have to ask you the question that for sure is on everyone's mind. And that is, okay, you have someone, he's creative, he just had that aha moment, he has a great idea. He wants to put it on Flair, but wait a second. It's going to be out there. I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
It's gone. Someone else is going to grab it. How does Flair deal with that?
Yeah. We ask, actually, as part of that survey, we ask people, hey, are you afraid to
right,
post
of
idea?
A losing the
yeah.
idea?
And only 11% said, you know, that may be a concern. And, you know, when you kind of actually peel back sort of, you know, leaves of the onion, for most ideas, there's not going to be some kind of particular IP that you know would be kind of released by posting the idea on Flair, right? It's really more about the entrepreneur, him or herself, the execution that will go into the idea, and so you know for most ideas that we've seen on the platform, this doesn't even you know get close to being a concern. However, you know there may be you know the next segue, you know, and in that case
that.
I would in that case you know I think there's actually the U.S. patent system has actually been designed to accommodate. For that particular case, where you can file a provisional patent, which is actually a very easy process, much simpler than filing like a full patent, which gives you patent pending status, and then you have 1 year to refine the idea, get feedback, and then actually file the full patent. And so, in many ways, if you think about, okay, I have like some really you know new technical invention with some you know special IP. And you want to share some of that IP on Flair by, you know, maybe posting a picture of sort of some technical drawing or, mm-hmm. I mean, something that would actually, you know,
right, that people would understand what's
yeah.
going on.
And so if that's, you know, if that's what you're looking to do, then yeah, absolutely. I would recommend, you know, sit down and just file a provisional patent. It's a very quick process. We actually did it for Loco before we filed like right. a full patent. It's, I think it was like $110. I mean, don't quote me on this,
right,
but it was at the time it was.
Has to be done with an attorney or it could even do it?
You can even do it yourself. I mean, I would recommend consulting right. an attorney, but yeah, you know, I think the key objective there, and I'm not, you know, can give any legal advice, but it's to just make clear what the invention is about and kind of lay out what it's, you know, what it entails. But yeah, that then puts it on record, right? And you have patent pending status, and the whole point of that system that actually you know has changed a couple of years ago to kind of you know have that period is to accommodate people to get that feedback, because I mean everybody recognizes that you know getting feedback early on is really
critical.
Important.
Yeah. Critical. My guest in studio, Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. This is a real incredible addition to Mind Your Business. We'll call it the innovative edition of Mind Your Business. We're going to take a short commercial break. You're tuned to 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. And as mentioned before, this show will be up by Tuesday probably. The entire episode, this innovation edition of Mind Your Business, because it's not every day that we get a star from GoDaddy. In fact, the VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy on the show. And therefore, this is one incredible addition. We already started to discuss the importance of online, but to many listeners, that's already very, very simple and basic. But we're spending quite some time. We're going to jump right back in to GoDaddy's latest app, Flare, F-L-A-R-E, Flare. It's available right now as an app on iTunes. It will be available soon on other products as well. It's coming up in June, July. But for right now, it is available on the iTunes store. So, Renee, again, thank you so much for taking out of your precious time to join me here on Mind Your Business.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a treat. Now, let's continue to talk about some of the features, and then we'll get to some of the benefits. So let's talk about the features of this product. So we talked about the fact that it's very simple to convert on the idea that's in someone's brain and then take it onto the phone, whether it's posting a picture, whether it's just leveraging stock photography. What are some of the other features of this actual app?
Yeah, so, let me kind of give you an example.
Sure.
As part of the kind of pre-launch beta, we ran this in inside the company, so just see what kind of engagement we get, how would people use the app. And I posted an idea. I have a young toddler, and so I posted an idea of a baby-proofing service, right? And it was very popular. It seems like, a lot of people had struggled through that process and were, that could be good to have someone help you with that. Would be a local business, probably I live in the Bay Area, so kind of operating there at first. And so I was just asking some questions, how much money do you think someone would pay for this? How would you pay for this, right? And and just kind of seeing sort of the answers and the feedback really helped me actually, even though I'm probably not going to start the service, but, it actually helped me get a feeling for, if I were to start that company, that would be really good to know. And stuff that otherwise, I would probably have to meet a lot of people and have a lot of conversations to get some ideas.
You're fast-tracking the process. I guess a good way of putting it is you're fast-tracking this whole process.
Yeah, absolutely.
In real time.
Yeah. And, as part of that, we actually, if you're following an idea, you can pledge to be a customer. So this is a signal. So we talked earlier about the ability to love ideas, follow mm-hmm. them, and get involved. So let's say your idea gets 300 loves. I mean, that's great to know. There's 300 people who think this is a great idea
right.
and who are willing to lend some of their time to support you, right? But then let's say 100 of those say, you know what? If this was a real product or service, I pledge to be a customer. I mean, that's what a big signal, right? Now the confidence that you'll feel to actually take this to the next level and take the next step is just incredible. So those are kind of the key features once you've stumbled upon sort of that popular idea. And I think the what I would say is that not to maybe overthink posting an idea. I think a lot of people I've talked to, they're like, oh, I don't know if my idea is good enough to put it on Flare yet. And, I think it's nice to be considerate that way. But actually, coming back to our earlier point, the more the merrier, right? And actually, given that every idea is live for 24 hours.
Right. That's an important point. Maybe you could even mention that there's a clock that's set to this.
There's a clock, yeah. You post your idea. idea, and it goes live for 24 hours, and within 24 hours has to get at least 10 loves, which is not a crazy high number.
No, it's
but
a very smart thing.
It will also... But
there's a litmus to see if it's going to get any traction.
Yeah, if it's really not an idea worth pursuing, then maybe you won't get those 10 loves, right? And we obviously encourage people, if I love an idea, I'll go out and actually share it. If I think, let's say it's a local idea for a local business, and even if it's not my own idea... I'll share it because I know other people in my community would probably love it and would want to get involved. And so in terms of actually bringing good things to the neighborhood, to the community, I think it's a really powerful tool. But also, if I have a friend who is very interested in jewelry and I see a jewelry idea, I probably share it with her and say, hey, you know what? Check this out. This is a new idea and you could probably help or at least kind of, learn about it and get involved. And so... Mm-hmm. The sharing aspect, I think, is really important, and the idea flow beyond you as the entrepreneur posting the idea and maybe kind of getting some of your friends and contacts on the app to have kind of get their feedback, getting sort of others that discover the idea and including experts. I talked about some of the folks who we're bringing on. Who have joined the app since launch. And we're very fortunate to have, there's an MIT professor. We have obviously Blake Irving, our CEO, I mentioned earlier. We have kind of domain experts. We have, former CMO of Zipcar and Virgin Money, and she's just an incredible marketer. And so imagine you're dreaming about taking your idea to life and, you don't know much about marketing and suddenly you have someone like that give you feedback, right? That's just incredible, and that's really democratizing, just access and getting ideas out there.
Now, Renee, what I love about this conversation is that, I know now it's on radio, but it's just like we're talking about something that's traveling fast, happening in real time. If I may push the envelope on the product, I'm going to ask a couple of questions.
Yes, and absolutely.
Let's say someone is exploring an idea, meaning they're not innovating something. Let's say someone is exploring a run for political office.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something also that they could put on there and then see feedback and say, yeah, I think you'd make a great politician?
Yeah, that's an interesting use case. So we've mostly seen business ideas.
Okay.
We've had some kind of community ideas. So, hey, we should start kind of a community organization to do X, Y, or Z. So that's really interesting. And that's a really interesting way of using Flair. And, I think on purpose, we haven't constrained, the way the app is designed to just cater to one particular use case. So in many ways, it's been... it's been exciting to see the breadth of ideas since launch. But going forward, I could definitely see things like that.
Something like that. I have another idea.
Yeah.
And that is a poll taking. You have these big companies that do polling.
Yeah.
Let's say this would go out. Say, do you think that? The truth is, to a certain degree, this is taking a poll. It's like, I'm thinking about starting this new business. Do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
So that's taking a poll. And let's say someone wants to do some type of polling with this.
Yeah, and you're hitting actually a really good point, which is this is not just for new businesses or new ideas, right? Ideas for new businesses, right? This is also, we have a lot of existing business owners who are looking to grow. They're, maybe they're, kind of a retailer looking to open another location, start in a different location,
or to add
extending the product line. Right? And so that's really powerful. I mean, one day, maybe Coca-Cola is on Flair and is asking people if they would like a new flavor. And,
Let's say before, for those old enough to remember the new Coke, fiasco,
exactly.
And all that.
Could have been avoided with Flair.
I could have avoided with Flair.
Yeah. Yeah. But, look, certainly, they're... a lot of interesting use cases, but I primarily right now what I've been seeing, are ideas for businesses or existing businesses trying new ideas to grow their business, and that's I think where our expertise lies. So that's definitely something that we're watching closely and making sure that all the features help kind of to further that objective.
We're speaking with Renee Reinsberg, Vice President of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. He actually presented just a few days ago at the Techonomy New York City event out at, again, where was that located?
At the New York University.
New York University, right here in Manhattan. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. In the remaining few minutes that we have, we're going to continue to discuss creativity, innovation, and also talk within the context of GoDaddy's latest new app, Flare, F-L-A-R-E. You can get it on the iTunes store, and it's going to come out for the Android and other applications soon. I imagine a website will follow at some particular point. But right now, it's so user friendly. It's listen, everyone's got a phone, and it was released as an app. Renee Reinsberg, Vice President of Emerging Products at GoDaddy, is with me here in studio again. Thank you so much for taking your precious time for being with me here on Mind Your Business. It's a real treat.
Excited to be here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's jump into the process of creating an idea. Let's say I have a great idea. Walk me through the steps. Now, again, we talked about skinning the cat, you know, we're addressing this from a variety of different angles. Walk me through the process of bringing it to life. So I go on Flare. I then upload, and you'll see the features of how to use it. I guess, are there any impediments, any restrictions to its use, by the way? Or not offhand, whatever. You go through? Okay. Someone then gets feedback. What's the big picture end product? Now, again, it will be different for every person using it, but walk me through an example.
Yeah, look, I think the big kind of goal is to get to the point where someone says, you know, yeah, I'm ready to go for it. I'm ready to start the company. And then, you know, hopefully we'll be in a good position to help them take that step.
Right. The GoDaddy, not library of products, but the range of scope of products.
Yeah, or, you know, even, I mean, it could be, you know, content around how to, you know, setting up the business. And, you know, we've ourselves have created a lot of content around that, but also partners. So, you know, I think it's really getting from that idea inception to the point to say, yeah, I'm ready to go for it. And having the confidence and the data that backs it up that, yep, this is a good idea to do this, right? And so everything in between, you know, is really, I don't think there's a clear cut, you know, blueprint for what that looks like. You know, I think it's for everyone. It's a little bit different. You know, the speed at which, you know, you're kind of comfortable actually iterating on the idea, or you know, some people ask, you know, 5 questions sort of the first day the idea is popular. Others, you know, it takes a week to actually start thinking about, okay, how do I take this further? And so we really designed it in a way that it's very accommodating to you know, a bunch of different people of different backgrounds and, and just different stages and sort of different confidence levels, but helping them kind of continuously, you know, moving forward and getting to a point where they say, hey, you know, I'm ready to do this, or, you know, and this is equally good to say, you know, this may not be something that I should pursue further. And that's totally fine. You know, I think it's not the goal for everyone to start a company, but the right company, right? So if you know, even after months of exploring and asking questions, you don't feel that maybe this may not be something I want to kind of risk, right. You know, kind of put a risk on. You can go back and, you know, try another idea. And we've seen even in sort of these early stages, we've seen people post multiple ideas and even some running them in parallel as they become popular to really see, hey, what's actually the one that I want to pursue.
Amazing. Now, if we could take a step back and talk about, again, innovation and creativity in a person's soul, if you will, you know, in how they're wired. Is there a particular formula, or from what you've seen, and you've been involved in some, and again, you're VP of emerging products at GoDaddy, any tips for how someone could get the creative juices flowing, if you will?
That's a good question. You know, a lot has to do with being curious, you know, and you know, ideas will come to you at the strangest places in the strangest you know, situations. So I don't think there's a good recipe apart from, you know, going through the world with sort of an open mind. And there are things you can do. You can as you for example walk to work, right? Just look at what people do, and you know, and try to find these kind of workarounds that people may have come up with. I don't know if I can think of a good example. Someone uses kind of a newspaper to, you know, it starts raining, someone uses a newspaper to shield their head.
Right. And, so then,
well, that's probably how the umbrella was invented, right? but hey, maybe in today's times, I'm making this up on the spot. People don't carry newspapers, they carry their iPads. So, hey, maybe there's an iPad cover that can turn into an umbrella. And, you know, right when this show ends, I'm going to post this on Flair because I think this is a good one.
I'll tell you a great example. A couple years ago, I remember CNN spoke about it, did a campaign after 9/11. We know that we all have to wait long lines in the airport, TSA. We know that's getting a lot of rap these days. And everyone has to put everything into the bin.
Mm-hmm.
So someone, some marketer came up with the idea, said, hey, wait a second. Everyone's putting something into these bins. That's advertising space.
Exactly, yeah.
And that was like one of those aha moments, and a guy turned it into a major business.
That's
example.
And that's just, you're observing your every, I mean, there's so many ideas still out there in everyday life. People have come up with workarounds, or they see inefficiencies, and that's, you know, how ideas start. And you know, when it comes to, you know, other areas, I think one big learning is that, you know, a lot of us are passionate about something, you know, music or sports or, and you know, oftentimes, like to go back to the early Loku days, you know, we didn't start the company initially with the idea that in the end was the product that we ended up, you know, building, but it was really, hey, we want to improve local search, and we at first tackled it from a very different angle. But then we went out and we talked to restaurant owners, we talked to friends, professors, and investors, and we learned that, hey, there's actually a much bigger need for, you know, restaurants and other small businesses to manage their online presence. And, you know, I don't think we would have stumbled upon this if we hadn't done the steps before and, you know, started somewhere. So a lot of ideas, you know, kind of it's a process, right? There's this creative process. And so I wouldn't put too much weight on the starting point. That's why, you know, go on Flair, put it out there, see what comes back. And even like just looking at the app this morning, I saw for some ideas that I'm following in the comments, actually really interesting suggestions that themselves are actually great ideas for businesses.
Amazing.
And so, you know, I think there's this whole kind of ecosystem, and you know, we hope that Flair will become this big community where entrepreneurs and people who want to be involved in the innovation process or even just want to be kind of cheerleaders and, you know, observers can come together and create great new things.
You know, I again want to thank you for joining me here. We're not done yet, but we're approaching the close. imagine I'm going to be looking a year from now back, and God willing, this will be an incredible product and millions of users worldwide. And we're like, hey, it was released at Techonomy, and we talked about it here on Mind Your Business. It's cool. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. I would also imagine it's fair to say that any new ideas or innovative products that are going to come through GoDaddy are going to be teased on Flare.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah, and I mean that's why, you know, when I said earlier we're using Flare to make Flare better. I mean that's, you know, and it's working. I mean even when we started when we didn't have the product yet and we didn't, you know, we would have to go out and find people to get feedback, and it's a cumbersome process. And if you want to do it actually at a certain scale where it's significant and to really get that insight, you know, it takes a lot of time and effort to do that. And so, you know, in a way, we're happy that the product's out there and we want to use it to make our product better. But, you know, we want to also make it available for everyone else.
Now, if we can, first of all, anyone can go now as you're listening to the show, certainly by the time you hear the podcast. But even tonight, Flare was just released a few days ago. You can upload it. You go to the iTunes store. You'll see it there. But now let's just, as we approach the close, any tips from the GoDaddy variety of products on then how someone would actually go and carry forward on a concept? So obviously to build a site, go get a URL, etc. Any other just tips on walking them through the products that GoDaddy offers?
Yeah, no, look, I think when you're ready to take the next step, you know, we have a series of products that help you take that first step. When it
obviously
comes to
grab
your
URL before you
to your online, before to you think presence.
Probably yeah. Even before you go on Flare, just get that URL. That's
get
an
a
old,
great name. Yeah. Get a great
and
name
grab it.
And you know, start setting up a website. It's gotten a lot easier, like we talked about in the beginning, right? To do that, they're really simple tools. We also have a team that actually helps people build a site for them and helps them with other kind of services. And so if you're, you know, a lot of small business entrepreneurs are busy and they're, you know, they're
absolutely
they're doing what they're best at. And so, you know, it's absolutely okay to have someone else do it for you. And, you know, we've really kind of made a lot of progress on that front as well. And so, you know, it's gotten really easy to have someone set up a site for you and make sure it shows up on Google and all that good stuff. So, you know, I think the barriers or the hurdles to actually get started are being kind of lowered and lowered, you know, every day. And so it's just, you know, take that step but you know, be open to feedback. You know, I think that's the best way to be successful is to make sure you keep learning, you keep listening to feedback, even as you kind of grow the business. And, you know, it will make you a better entrepreneur.
That's an incredible final takeaway from Renee. Renee, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. That was great to be here.
An incredible interview with Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy, right here on Mind Your Business. Stay tuned. Up next is John Batchelor here on 77 WABC. And tune in again next Sunday night at 11 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business, right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.